What have we always said is the most important thing?
Breakfast.
Family.
Family, right. Yeah. I thought you meant the things you eat.
I never see you anymore, Michael.
You're in prison. And I was here yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's, I'm sorry.
Did you enjoy your meal, Mom? You drank it fast enough.
Not as much as you enjoyed yours. You want your belt to buckle, not your chair.
He's your older brother. You could find a little job for him. Make him feel special.
But he's not special, Mother.
No.
Better than being treated like the goofball, the Joker, the magician.
I thought you were going to do like a trick there, like the fireball or something.
I was. It didn't go off.
I would give anything to be able to have that again. You know? A family. Nothing else matters.
Michael!
That's Mom High.
Buster! It's a bird!
I know it's a bird! I'm on the phone!
It walked on my pillow!
Welcome to the Arrested Development Podcast. My name is Angel. The reason I started this podcast is to create a place where those of us who recognize greatness when we see it and hear it reflected in wonderful acting and superb writing can gather and reminisce about one of the best shows to ever grace network television. In a medium in which the lowest common denominator rounds out the top 10 in the Nielsen's, Arrested Development never really had a chance. The big complaint that it didn't play to the flyover states, what does? Larry the Cable Guy? Why is it that we always have to lower ourselves and lower our standards to be considered middle of the road? Why can't the people in the middle part of the country ever set their sights a little higher or watch something in which everything isn't spelled out for them, where it's not Drek like Two and a Half Men all the time, or King of Queens, or any of these ridiculously unrealistic shows in which incredibly obese men have these insanely hot wives? I mean, this show, Arrested Development, had one of the finest casts ever assembled. Jeffrey Tambor, going back to the Larry Sanders Show, even before that on The Ropers, which, you know, granted, been off of Three's Company, didn't last very long, but he was the best thing on that show. He was incredibly funny. Jason Bateman, you know, was a little biased in the beginning, you know, with the Silver Spoons past, but he has proven himself to be an incredibly funny performer. The deadpan, I don't think I've seen it a better deadpan reaction since Jack Benny. Will Arnett, I hear the final countdown in any situation, I just crack up. It's just indelible what he did with that character. David Cross, I've been a fan of his for a long, long time. I've been following him since Mr. Show. I have his CDs. I've seen him a couple of times, actually, live. And, I think he was restrained on that show. In fact, he did maybe a tenth of what he was really capable of, but it was still incredible. Portia de Rossi, you know, great, great, great actress. Michael Cera, he's got that Superbad movie coming out pretty soon. He gave me some of the biggest laughs ever on that show. We'll have clips and music from Arrested Development. You know, we're realists. The show's never going to come back. So while we reminisce and, you know, and to a certain extent mourn the loss of Arrested Development, we'll also look toward the future of what some of these incredible writers and incredible actors and actresses have to give us in the future. So that's enough for me. We'll just go on with the show.
Yeah.
upset about something, Joe?
How about the fact that I made you a thank you gift last week about which you haven't said word one?
Come on, you asked me for $5,000 so that you can invest in a Franklin CD. Now, I assumed that you were talking about the mutual fund and not a compact disc of you singing to your hand.
Job had recently made a recording of his ventriloquism act.
Franklin comes alive.
He hoped it would break down racial barriers and maybe be a crossover hit.
It ain't easy being white. It ain't easy being brown. All this pressure to be bright. I got children all over town. Sometimes...
Hey, where'd the guy go? I tried to express something to you in a couple of those numbers. And maybe... just maybe heal this country a little bit. But you didn't even bother to listen to it.
I did listen to it. I am listening to it. Job, hey, maybe the reason I didn't say anything is because I didn't want to embarrass you, pal. It's my favorite record.
Well, and you f*** up because I am so embarrassed.
It's a good CD. It's a really good CD.
I can't believe that you love it.
I love it so much.
Oh, God. Oh, God, look at us. Crying like a couple of girls.
Oh, you're the only one crying, but I love the music.
And the card with your face on it.
And the healing.
Oh, run! We'll do your dirty work for you, Mikey.
If you've called me a chicken, that's over now. I have nothing to prove. That is not how chicken sounds. Chickens don't clack.
Come on, you gonna get off and do your little dance too?
No, I hurt my ankle yesterday shooting hoops or something.
Oh God, my ankle!
No! Hold it!
Mother!
Buster, it
hurts.
Because you're a chicken.
You're a chicken.
Cuckoo ka-cha! Cuckoo ka-cha!
What are you doing?
Michael and women? A koodle doo ka. That's what I was just telling him.
Cuckoo.
Look, I haven't found the right girl. When I do, I will ask her out. Has anyone in this family ever even seen a chicken?
Cuckoo ka-cha! I got the perfect name!
That's enough.
Oh, come on!
Oh, you can afford to do anything you want. You're just a big chicken. A-coodle-doodle-doo. A-coodle-doodle-doo. A-coodle-doodle-doo.
Oh, because you're too afraid to ask Sally Sitwell to go with you.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
Chicha! Chicha! Chicha!
What is that? Is that a chicken?
What's this?
Oh, Michael's scared to ask out Sally.
No, I'm not.
See, you're as bad as Dad with his ridiculous lessons.
George Sr. had used his considerable means to stage intricate scenarios to teach his children what he considered valuable life lessons.
I need help. I'll get my gear.
Typically, these scenarios would involve a man named J. Walter Weatherman, a one-time employee who lost his arm in a Bluth Company construction accident.
Why are you here?
Remember, we're out of milk. I could have got it earlier if someone would have left a note. Why? If someone had left a note, this innocent man would still have his arm. Why?
And that's why you always leave a note.
Well, those lessons worked, didn't they? I mean, we still leave notes to this day.
Oh, that's what that was about. I thought he was trying to get us off dairy.
I need a favor.
What happened to hello, I need a favor?
I owe Hot Cops $500.
Hot Cops?
It's a stripping agency I used to work for. Cop uniform?
Right.
You know, I might have been just a little too believable.
Police! Open up!
I got an idea for what you can do. Why don't you fucking fire your complete marketing team, all right? Get a new one in there. Knows how to market a show that won 5 motherfucking Emmys, Golden Globes, SAG Awards, WGA Awards, DGA Awards, Producers Guild Awards, Critics Top 10 lists. You know, if you can fucking, if you can't market that kind of show and get better ratings, then maybe the problem doesn't lie here. Maybe it lies with marketing. Good night.
Good night. Thank you very much.